Let's open up our Bibles tonight, Hebrews chapter 10. Brother Kent doesn't mind. I'm going to share something else that happened to him here. Brother Kent wasn't sure if he's going to be able to make it this Wednesday due to not having enough gas possibly, and he asked me to pray with him, so we prayed together, believing that God would make a way, and sure enough, he came home the other day from work, and there was some money on his porch from his neighbor, thanking him for something he had done. Do you remember doing that? It shows you, if you just live for others all the time, the Lord will bring it back. Remember, you just leave it to the waters, and the Lord will bring. Don't get your hands out of it. It'll be taken care of. Start putting your hands to it. I ain't got no faith in that now. But if you keep your hands off, let the Lord take full control. He'll provide a way. How many's glad you got to church tonight?
Yes.
How many's glad he provided a way that you could be here?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. All right. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
Amen.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
Amen.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see that day approaching. Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, down at verse 50. I'll find it here eventually. There we go. Verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went to the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God.
Amen.
We're going to continue in Hebrews series, chapter 10. I'd like to preach tonight, Assurance by the Torn Veil.
Mm-hmm.
Assurance by the Torn Veil. Let's bow our heads together just one more time. Heavenly Father, we've read your word, Lord, but it's just ink on a piece of paper, but we believe, Lord. We're not those that don't believe. We are those that do believe your word, that it's more than just words on a page. Lord, this is you revealing yourself to us. And I pray, Lord, you'd help us to just forget about everything from today, our lives and work and our carnal things down here that we might even have to take care of. Lord, may that all fall aside right now. May we transfer up into heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That, Lord, we would have a one-on-one conference with you, and you'd be able to show us, Lord, what we can do to please you and what we can do to be a better Christian. Before we got here, Lord, we can walk out a little bit more equipped for this hour. Father, I pray for every soul here. If there's one sick, may they leave well tonight.
Yes.
If there be one soul here that has any sort of doubt whether they're saved or whether they've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I pray that this service would change that, Lord.
Yes.
And they would walk out of here with full assurance that you've taken complete control of their salvation.
Yes.
Commit our hearts to you. Commit the people into your hands. May you speak, Lord, and may we have ears to listen.
Yes.
Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Back at Hebrews 10. And this is one of those things that I could just read. We could pack up the Bible and say, amen, it was a good time to be in the house of the Lord. So you can really just read this scripture and just take enough time to think, this scripture speaks about me. It doesn't speak about some ambiguous group, just some random amount of people. No, he was sending this directly, personally for me.
Amen.
And we had talked about this boldness before, that it's not an arrogancy so much, it is an assurance. It is, you know who you're approaching, and you know who you are, so you can walk in there free as anything else. I walk into my house. I don't ask nobody to go in there.
Go ahead.
It's good. Come on.
I go in my dad's house just about and just walk right in the door. Hey, how's it going? Why? Because I know who he is and he knows who I am. And if it only works one way, that ain't, the fellowship ain't going to be too good, is it? If you know me, but I don't know you, you ain't coming to my house.
Yep. Amen. Sure.
And vice versa. But having, therefore, and can I just take my time tonight? Is that all right? We're going to really go through this, and we're going to make sure we understand that there ain't no doubt about this no more, that this is the 100% gospel truth, the message of the hour given to his elected. Yeah. Having, therefore, not getting, therefore, yeah. Having, yeah. Therefore, yeah. Boldness.
Yes.
Why? Because you aren't trusting in your merit. You're not trusting what you ever did. You have met Christ,
yeah.
And he has shown you who you are.
Yeah.
Not by some turning of a new leaf, by a new birth.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You met Calvary and you didn't just go to Calvary on a vacation. You went there for a funeral.
Amen.
And the tombstone had your name written on it. And you said, God riddance, I'm tired of that name anyhow. I want a new name.
Amen.
A name you're not ashamed of. A name that you can... No, put full confidence in. There ain't no black to it.
Yes.
Oh my, you go in Andrew Crest, I'll tell you what, there's all kinds of black things you can list to that. Even my students, once in a while, they'll go talking to, you know, they're not too far apart from me, about 10 years or so now. But they have friends that might know me, you know, kind of the bridge in between us, you know, 5 years older than them, 5 years younger than me. And they'll say, he's a preacher?
Sure, go ahead.
What's he talk about in church? Oh, or in school? That's all. What's he got on his walls? Because that's not what I was.
Right.
Praise God.
And if you're a real Christian, you have to find a day where you are a sinner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
You can't come out of the womb Holy Ghost filled. Right. Unless you're John the Baptist, I suppose. But hallelujah. We all need to be born again.
Amen.
Jesus Christ made the very clear statement, ye must be born again.
Amen.
And if you're not born again, you might as well just stop worrying about anything else in life until you know.
Yeah.
I didn't say guess. I don't say compare your experience to somebody else. You have to know personally. I have been changed from death unto life.
Yeah.
That the life that I now live, it's not me. There's a life within me greater than what I want. There's a life within me that wants what the Word wants 100% of the time.
Yes.
And when sin tries to come into my life, it raises up a standard.
Amen.
And when I try to backslide, it won't let me stay down there.
Yes.
It finds a road back.
Yep.
Back into fellowship with God.
Praise
the Lord. How many is grateful for that?
Amen.
It's not time to treat the Lord like a stranger. If you've been born again, he has accepted you.
Amen.
He has already accepted you in the beloved.
Amen.
He knew you'd be timid about it, so he didn't ask for your faith. He said, I'll give you mine.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, brother. Yeah.
He knew you wouldn't have enough patience to run this race, so he said, go ahead, take mine.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I've been waiting 2,000 years. You can wait a few.
Yep. Yeah.
Remember, he prayed on earth when he was on earth. Let them be one as you and me, Father, are one.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for that, ain't we?
Hallelujah.
Too much division in the body of Christ. We need to be one, not with lacking football. Not one because we all like NASCAR or we all like shooting bows. And I don't mean to say this, just stuff coming to my mind. We all like soccer. We all like mittens. We all like pink. We all like purple. They don't have nothing to do with anything. We are all of the Word.
Amen.
The union of the bride of Christ is not something that we just put on. We might as well just be a denomination because that's all that is. But if you get a group of people that are molded together by divine love,
amen,
which isn't a thing, it's a person.
Right. Yes.
And that person lives within each member of that body.
All right.
So the character within you, the character within me, it molds together.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Because if you trail it back, it all came from the same place.
Amen.
We all had these little divergences, didn't we? I got into this, you got into that.
Mm-hmm.
But there ain't no getting away from it.
Right.
That life had to come right back to where it came from.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Let us put this in real context to who Paul is talking about again. We've been emphasizing this over and over and over again in this book. He is talking to a group of people that are Jews. They have full confidence in the law that they had in the Old Testament. And constantly he's have to tell them that, yes, that's good. It's great that you believe that, but you've missed the point of it all. And I can't help but say, too many message churches the same way.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Yes, you've got that right. Yes, our women should look like that. Yes, we baptize that way. Yes, we need to kick out the filth out of our house. But you've missed the whole point.
Come on now.
If it's not Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, you miss the message. If the same God in you is not the same God that walked the shores of Galilee, if there's two or three or a million, you've missed the whole point. We used to think that the real end of the Son of Man was because Brother Bram stepped on earth, and that God in this last day would not let that message be tainted. The message ain't a mess. People are a mess. The message is pure.
Yes.
It's the unadulterated word of God handed down to us through God's prophet. God's ordained way that will never change.
Right now.
If he did it one way, it's the right way.
Come on.
And what did he come to do? Oh, sure, I believe he's part of it. Don't you? No way. If he didn't make it, none of us got a chance, do we? I believe him to be a part of the bride of Christ, absolutely. But he didn't come to reveal his part. He came to bring the word that you can see your part in the word.
There you go.
That's the whole point. It will never be you and somebody else in Christ.
Right.
It is you and Christ in a union. Having boldness to enter into the place. Remember? Only one man was allowed to go in there back in the Old Testament. He was the high priest. These Jews would have crossed their eyes and looked at you and said, what?
Come on.
We're going to walk into the holies of holies?
Yeah,
I'm not even a Levite.
Come on now.
Come on now.
I'm not even a priest.
Come on.
I'm not a preacher.
Come on now.
I'm not a deacon. I can go in the holies of holies?
Yes, sir. That's it right
Absolutely.
There. Go ahead.
If a man teaches something else, he's nothing but a Nicolaitan.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Exactly.
Serpent seed made manifest, a man that keeps the door of knowledge to the word of God closed and keeps you out. Saying he's got it all. You ain't nothing different than a Catholic priest that stands there and says, unless you pay tithes to me, you die. And if you don't get enough for what happened before, your parents are going to stay in hell too. What's the difference? And if you have to earn anything from God, Jesus Christ dying on the cross had no purpose.
All right,
none whatsoever. And isn't that what he's talking about right here? How are we even going to get in there? Having therefore boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
That's it.
And if you can really by faith know that you are walking through the blood before you get in there, you won't hesitate to get in.
That's right.
If you knew the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That it takes a vile creature like you and I.
Yeah.
And when angels, seraphims, could not look at this God, they had to humble their wings, they had to cover their feet in reverence to this God. Couldn't look at him toe to toe. Instead, through the blood of Christ, he has the door pushed open. We'll get to that in a minute. The veil torn on purpose that you might see him. People act like God's a big old bully and ain't nothing but complete contrary.
Go ahead.
Acting like God's kicking people out of heaven. God's not making a way back. No, he is the way back.
Yeah.
There is no other way.
Exactly.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. And you should never change that message. Your confidence in God is because you have accepted the blood of Jesus Christ. And your sins have been atoned, not by anything you did, but by you just accepting what Calvary was. And you're not just sitting there guessing whether that did something to you. You received the life that was in that blood as an evidence.
Yeah.
And you are it.
Yeah.
You are the one he was looking for the whole time.
Amen.
Praise God.
We know that when Christ came, he came to die for the sins of the whole world, that no man would have an excuse.
Exactly.
But he knew end from beginning. He knew, I know who I'm really dying for.
Praise
he knows who can accept it and who won't.
Amen.
But there will be no man walk up to this judgment and say, have a good case against God. you might as well forget it. Even that devil, that old slicker that's tried and tried and tried, every time he tries, he just fails.
That's right. Amen.
And every time he tries against you, it's time to stop giving him any credit.
Right. Amen. Go ahead now.
He's a failure.
Yes, sir.
Think of all the times we've all got sick in here, and what happened? We got well.
Yeah.
Let's start tallying that up once in a while.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and count our blessings. We all know that song. We all learned it when we were four. Can we take it and as mature Christians apply it to our lives?
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, boo-hoo, my house is just not big enough. My cars, I only have two. And they're 2003s. Can't I have a newer car? Now, if your heart's right and you want to give God the glory, I believe He'll give you your wants. That ain't no, I ain't trying to do away with that now. But it's what's your motive behind it.
Yes.
If you're a big crybaby, little whiny, you know what? You're picturing it right now. You can see that little baby crying for something that he don't need.
Yeah.
And ignoring what he does need.
Yeah. Come on now. There you go.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And there's only one thing you need. There's one step and one step only, isn't it? Get in Christ.
Yes.
And then you want to know what step two is? Repeat. Just stay there.
Yeah.
Abide. And this ain't just any old place now. I'm talking about the holiest of all.
Yes, sir.
Verse 20. By a new and living way. I got to stop there. I mean, I want to preach this all, and I got 4 pages of notes. I ain't getting nowhere. That's all right. A new and living way.
Amen.
Not a way that comes and goes and only lasts so long. A way that lives.
Yeah.
We all know what Jesus said. He said, remember, let's go back to the question itself. Was it Peter, I believe, asked him? He said, Jesus, show us the Father and it'll suffice us.
Oh, amen.
Isn't that what everybody's saying? You start testifying about the power of God and they go, well, let me see him.
Come on now. Come on
now. Woo!
Amen. Come on.
And what do you tell them? The same thing Jesus did, don't you? When you see me, you've seen the Father.
Yeah.
That's good. And I'm sure, what do you think they did after that? No, they weren't like, oh, I get it. That was good revelation. No, they're, what's he talking about?
Yeah, sure.
This is the Father? I just watched him getting pushed around, made fun of, and the Almighty God's letting that happen?
Come on.
People don't know who this God is, do they? He ain't Buddha. He ain't Zeus. He ain't Allah. He's Jesus Christ. A man that has a character and none of us could even imagine. A man that could control anything, could speak all things into existence. And yet when he came on earth, he came the worst way you could get here.
Come on.
Came to a group of people he knew wanted him dead because he loved them that much.
Yes.
And as Brother Branham said, when he saw him, it's just, there's no way to describe it. A man so full of character, but yet so full of power at the same time. And when people look at your lives, it must be the same.
Amen.
As we were saying before, when you witness the power of God to other people, you have to know where you stand. You have to know where you are.
Yeah.
You're not at the job. You're not at the home. You are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
That is where the Christian lives. It is where he abides. It is the new and living way.
Glory.
Wow. A way isn't something that you just start and it's over. It's something you continue in.
Yes.
It's the way.
Yes.
It's where I'm going. Amen. It's where I'm headed. It's got all the road signs right on it.
Yeah.
And it says this many miles to glory.
Yes. Amen. He's the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Problem is, it's written in a different language, and we don't know the day or the hour, do we? But we know the signs of the time.
Whoa.
It is here.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
By a new and living way. And we know that way isn't a thing. It's not a place. It is a person. Jesus Christ is that way. By a new living way, which he hath consecrated for us.
Right. Yes.
Doesn't that make you feel special?
Amen. Yes.
Jesus didn't come down because he was bored one day in heaven and said, you know what, I'm kind of done with this. I'm going to go down to earth. I need some different scenery. No. He knew very well what was going to happen when he came to earth. He knew the life he'd have to live. He knew the sacrifice he'd have to give.
Absolutely.
But he knew, if I don't do this, they're all dead.
Yeah.
He knew that since Adam, because God cannot contradict his word. He must stick to it. And for him to, for his own character, he must be just.
Right.
He can't say one thing and turn on it.
That's good.
And when he said, the day you eat, that day you die, that word must stick.
right.
Yes.
And it's the truth right now.
Amen.
We all came in the world, born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come in the world speaking lies. You have partaken of the same truth they did in the garden. Amen. When we got into this world. Was that by our choice? No, it was not. But guess what? Sorry about your luck. And we needed a way back.
Amen.
As we looked away, and I'm sure you did the same as I did for much, a long time, trying to find my own way back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hearing about the message of the hour. And to be honest with you, I can't tell you the day that I heard that Brother Branham was a prophet, or there was the message, there was something different about it, but I watched the people that had lives.
Yeah.
And that's the real gospel anyhow. It ain't a bunch of lingo. It is the new and living way. Living out of you. And the first message church I ever went to, this would outshadow it three times. I ain't saying that. Isn't that about right, Brother Ken? This place is about three times bigger than that was. And I went to a church here in town. I ain't dogging on nobody now. I'm just telling you the truth. This is the truth of the matter. Went to a church in town. I barely made it through a service most time. I was just sitting there, and Dad and Mom made us go. I'm going to go. I'm going to try to be a good boy, you know, when they're looking. When they weren't looking, I'll tell you right now, I'm that child. Every family's got one of them, right? That was me. But I'll tell you what, and I ain't saying this to brag, but once you go so far down that you know the only way is back up.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes too many people stay in the middle and get comfortable about it.
Yeah.
No. I woke up one day knowing if something doesn't change, I know where I'm going to end up.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't have a chance in the world.
Yeah.
So as my dad, and I could tell his testimony, but he came on his way back, following the way. And all I did, he said, "You want to come to church?" He didn't force me anymore. He said, "You want to come?" I was about 15 or 16. I said, "I'll go." Went there and just sat, and I can't tell you what was preached, I can't tell you that, but I can tell you what I saw. Life.
Amen.
I saw something different.
Amen.
It wasn't a book again. It wasn't some other story about this man named Jesus. And no, it was something that was real.
Amen.
That I could see. I can partake in this.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And then, as I said, you see that, but if you go at it the wrong way, you begin to think, well, I'll go get it.
Right.
I'll do this. Come on. I'll get this life.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And after trying to be holy, trying to do what's right, I began to realize, man, this flesh really likes evil.
Yeah. Yes, sure does.
And and at that time, there wasn't no second option. Choice one was do evil, and choice one's what I had. There wasn't no B, there wasn't no C, there wasn't no D.
Yeah.
The flesh made me do that.
Yeah.
In my head, in my reasoning, I go, this is wrong. Why am I doing this? I want to stop.
Come on.
And I might have went to a psychologist and said that they would have said I was a schizopath, wouldn't they? You're not even in coherence with your own mind. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
That mind wasn't me in the first place. I had another one. Yeah. It was dormant, but it was there. It was the mind of Christ.
Yes.
And all it needed was one day. Tired of progressive Holy Ghost fillings.
Right.
There ain't no such thing. You either get it or you did it.
Yep. Amen.
Amen.
Show it to me in the Bible. Show me a different way. Show me where they said, well, I got half the Holy Ghost this day. Then I had 3/4 of a Holy Ghost this day. And then I finally got it all this day.
Yeah. Come on now.
No, sir. You need one day at Calvary to get the Holy Ghost. We need to teach it that way. Universally. Reason people can't get the Holy Ghost, well, you've got 15 steps before you repent and get baptized in the name of Jesus, don't we?
Come on now.
Oh, you women, go ahead. You know, you can't baptize just yet. You still got pants on.
Now
fix that first.
Come on.
Hope I'm not hitting a sour spot. Is that all right?
Come on.
Everybody saved by the grace of God in here?
Come on. Come on now.
Anybody saved in here because of your hair and your skirts and your lack of a TV, maybe? Anybody? Anybody saved because of that? All right. Good. We're all on the same page now. Let's go back to our scripture. I don't want to diverge too much. Let's focus in now. Having therefore boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil. And here he is, Paul, explaining to them, you're looking for eternal life. You're looking for this God of the Old Testament that you've seen split the Red Sea, that you've seen bring fire down from heaven. You're looking all over for him. Here's the veil. Here's the way. Here is what's hiding what you can't see. Through the veil, that is to say, his flesh.
Yeah, right.
It is. That's right.
How could that little 5'3", 130-pound, stoop-shouldered Jew be Almighty God walking around?
Amen.
Amen.
How could that man that got down and took a bunch of the poor fishermen and said, you know what, I'm going to wash their feet today.
Come on.
What kind of man that got beat and beat and beat and didn't even fight back? Yeah. And when he got to the cross, even when he had the opportunity, remember he did. He said, I can call a legion of angels right here and it will change this scene.
Yeah.
He couldn't. Why? He didn't have himself on his mind.
Right, exactly.
It was you
right.
And I.
Exactly.
Amen. That's it.
Praise the Lord.
There was a new and living way, and he knew that he was that way.
All right,
but if
right
he
on.
Did not lay down his life, we would have died.
Right on.
But when he was on the cross, oh, hallelujah. And as the prophet says, I didn't have to worry about it. When I needed to die to sin, I died in him. He made the choice for me. When he said, I'm going to lay down my life, how many of us knew that he was laying down our lives too? That we didn't have to suffer for it, but we could just go down with him. That's exactly the truth. But that wasn't the end of the story. He didn't just die to die. And that's what most people make Christianity. A God of history. A God that's a good story. He's the good Samaritan. He's a nice fellow. That's not the gospel story. It was a man that was God Almighty made flesh. Because God did not want you out hearing him here. He wanted you in his presence. And he knew there was only one way back. And that was through an atonement. Because he knew what the first sin was. Unlike most churches nowadays, the first sin was crossing the blood of a human.
Hallelujah.
They had tainted blood, and it took blood to bring it back.
Yeah.
You can't get a debt of money and pay it off with Tootsie Rolls. The debt must match your payment. Yeah. Is there any question why it's the blood of Jesus Christ? Serpent seed should clear that up for you, so clear as day.
Yeah.
And actually, before that, it makes no sense.
That's it.
What's the point? Why is he giving up his life? Yeah, I should die, but what good does it do for him to die? Now you see it. That blood took your place.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
And that blood, remember, the physical blood we understand was what was given. And it just fell to the ground. But the life within that blood didn't sit there.
Yes, that's it.
That life was always there.
Amen.
Now it began to manifest itself in sons of God.
Hallelujah.
And daughters of God. When before there was always a barrier from that life getting in. Moses, my, the power of God in his life. He still had it. We know he still had the predestinated seed, but it couldn't get loose.
Right.
So when it came time to fulfill the word, he had to smoke the rock twice because he couldn't do it. David, a man after God's own heart, a man that took down Goliath, a man that did everything that God said. One day he saw a pretty woman out there. And because no atonement had been made yet, went and committed adultery, murdered a man. You think of how low down that really was?
Yeah.
Now you can see why Nathan the prophet, when he gave his speech, he wasn't afraid. Because he knew this man deserves to die.
Right.
And don't you love when the gift of wisdom begins to work in the body? Mm-hmm. What happens when a gift of wisdom works? A lot of people think that's, I just know something. I'm super smart. That's my gift of wisdom. That has nothing to do with the gift of wisdom. The gift of wisdom is God gives you words to say to where the person will convict themselves.
Right.
I'll show it to you both times. Right there, David. What was it? He brought the story. He said there was a man, a poor man. He had this little lamb and he raised him up all his life. And here's this rich man with a million lambs. And he went over and killed that lamb because he had a friend over and he wanted to feed him. He said, that man will die. What did Nathan say? You're the man.
Right.
What was he to say then? What could he do? He had just condemned himself. But aren't you glad? Even when he recognized he was condemned, what did Nathan turn on and say? But the Lord forgives you.
Yeah.
Oh my. How many's happy you heard that? When you went to Calvary and you went, I don't have a chance for the world. I'm a sinner. I must die.
Right.
He says, yes. But the Lord has forgiven you.
Yeah.
You see that man dying? You see that man that died? He took your place. And it is finished.
Hallelujah.
All right, keep preaching, brother.
Solomon, remember the time when he first started out his ministry? They brought a baby in. Two women. You remember the story, I hope. And one of them, we knew it had to be one of the children's, or one of the mother's children. One had laid on their belt a baby and it died, and they were going to fight over who this one was. So what did Solomon do? He said, bring me a sword. I'll cut it in half and give it to both of you. And what happened? One woman knew. there was something real about it. It wasn't, that's my baby. And she didn't put that on. She knew it was real. Yes. That my baby will die if I don't do something. And what she said, just give it to her. Just let her have it then. What did the other woman say? Go ahead, slice it in half.
Yeah. That's right.
And what happened? What did that gift of wisdom do? Solomon didn't have to say anything.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You're the
exactly.
one. Gave the baby back.
Yes, sir.
Oh my, could he have spoken tongues, interpreted, and said, you're the mother? Oh, sure, but they might have fought that a little bit here and there. But when it's out of their own mouth.
Amen, there you go.
There's nowhere to move. And that's why, and this maybe it's Christology, I'll quote Stephen with that. Maybe it's Christology. That's why I believe the gift of wisdom is the greatest gift there is. Because once that gift is manifested, that person on the other side has no room to stand. They've condemned themselves. And your work's done, isn't it? And I wish people would take that condemnation, and it really is supposed to be conviction is what it is. But they'll listen to the devil too long. And what will the devil say? You'll never be good enough.
Right.
Right.
That's good.
Instead of taking the revelation that there's a way back and looking, Lord, then where's the way back? Why would you give me a requirement I can't fulfill? Instead, they listen to the devil who says, you can't make it anyways. Just quit. How many's been that when you witness to somebody? I know you're right. I know I should do this, but I just can't do it. And you just want to bite at the bit because, you know, that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. But I'm showing you somebody already did it for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just accept it.
Yeah.
Just accept it. But what's the problem? That's too simple. Where's the math equations? Where's the 50 rules I have to follow? It's none of that. Be ye born again.
Yeah.
Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah.
And watch all your problems fly away.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, I just want to drill that into every believer. Do you understand what it means when you receive the Holy Ghost?
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're not just in a place with doors. It's sealed off.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Occupants two. That's it. You and him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if there even was a door out, we said before, God already done sealed it off.
Yes.
There was no way out. He fortified it every which direction. Hallelujah. Let's keep reading there now. Verse 20 again. By a new living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. God don't want you timid when you approach him, because that shows you don't know him. Imagine what it would be like if I, with my son, and I came home and he looked at me strange. He said, well, I'm scared. I wouldn't be happy about that. I'm not saying he's being humble and respecting me. You're my son. Get over here. You know me.
Amen.
And we've watched people that get like dementia and things. It's the worst thing in the world, isn't it? When somebody that you know knows you doesn't know you.
That's right.
What do you think the Lord feels like when you go ahead and take your born again experience and all of a sudden you're still circumcised sinner?
Come on.
What do you think he feels like?
Right.
I don't think he goes, oh yeah, they're just being humble. That's all right.
Amen.
He says, what are you doing? You're my son.
Amen.
What did the prodigal son's father do? Did he make him grovel his old way back? He said, kill the fatted calf. Get the special robe.
Right.
Bring my son.
Yeah.
He was dead, but he's alive.
Yeah.
And when God calls you to be born again, he doesn't just let you sit there and say, well, I guess you're saved, but that's hell. He puts the adoption robe on you. He says, you go forth now. You tell the world that I live.
Amen.
And I'm so glad to hear, and I just because Brother Kent and I, we both had a testimony on the same day. Adopted sons taking the word and not afraid to use it.
Amen.
It ain't some fancy mumbo jumbo. It's what the word said. You do it because you know who you are.
Amen.
I'm not just a pastor. I'm not just your tabernacle. I'm not just part of the message. I am a part of Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's good.
And Christ is
wonderful.
The Word. That is what He is. That's His makeup. And when the Word says something, it is just demonstrating His character. Showing that God desires healing. God doesn't desire sickness. God doesn't desire death. He is full of life.
Amen.
And even when man chose death, he knew man don't know what he's choosing.
Yeah.
So he went out of his way, as we spoke before, to make a way to come back.
Yes.
You know what the price tag was? Zero.
Yeah.
Because all the debt that you had, he paid it all off.
Mm. Yes,
every sin, past, present, future that ever existed at Calvary was paid in full.
Amen.
Don't let the devil tell you you can get back on your payments, so you got to be good enough to get those back off. Don't lie to yourself. You know he tells you that all the time.
Amen. That's right.
The devil's got two goals. Actually, he's got one goal, two ways of doing it. He's got one goal to get you off the word.
Right.
And one is to push you too far. One's to pull you too far back.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. One little thing, one little thought, one little iota of something outside the word, something that's just a little religious. I'm a Christian because I pray every day at this time.
Right, that's right.
Come on now.
It's good to pray at that time every day. That ain't wrong.
Right.
But if that becomes your means of salvation, the devil has you tricked. And he won't let it stay there. He'll do that for a while. Remember, he don't rush. Everybody thinks the devil's just a big old boogeyman, right? He just waits for one time, boom, he just busts in the door. No, he doesn't. He crawls in. He sneaks into the first closet in the house, right?
All
right. Hides behind a few doors. Hides behind those coats that you don't use all that often. He knows. He knows where to hide. And as you don't take diligence, right, to keep the house clean, to let the Holy Ghost search out your heart every day, every minute. As Paul said, I die every day to what this flesh has got to say.
Oh, glory.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And you start looking with your own eyes, you ain't going to see him. He knows. He knows all about you. He's been studying the human race for 6,000 years. He's got us figured out.
That's good.
But the Holy Ghost, way too smart for that guy.
Amen.
That's the difference. Right?
Could you imagine somebody that knows everything being on your side? Amen. Let's not just imagine that. Let's know that that's the truth of the matter.
Yes, sir. Amen, brother.
Somebody that's on my side knows everything.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that same person that knows everything loves me with every bit of love that ever did exist.
Oh, yeah. Amen, brother. Go ahead now.
When people wonder why God put in His Word ways to live and things to do and how to be successful and all this, is because He loves you with a love unbearable.
Oh,
and if He knows everything, He will tell you the best way. Do you see that? It wasn't that he was thinking, oh, I'm just going to make this one way and everything else is going to be junk because I just don't like nobody else. I'm selfish. No, it's the only way that works. I done thought it all the way through and I looked at every different obstacle that you could do. Nothing works but the blood.
Amen.
And it should have been you and I's blood because we're the ones that sinned. But instead he said, I will take your place. I will make the new and living way. And bring you back into my possession.
Praise God. Amen.
Let us hold fast this confidence.
Oh yeah.
Let us have full assurance in what He's done.
Amen.
Then you don't have to be afraid about asking things of Him.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to be afraid He's not going to answer.
Amen.
They don't have to be afraid about coming to church. You don't have to be afraid about praying. You don't have to be afraid about reading your Bible because you know who you're talking to.
Yes.
And it's not a one-way conversation. Too many experiences are that way. God is to speak back.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you right now, He's talking all the time.
Amen.
Yes.
It's you and I whose ears get dull hearing.
Yes.
Right.
We get listening to the 40 billion voices that are in this age.
Amen.
I understand they're everywhere. I understand that. But look, that ain't no excuse.
Amen. Amen.
For you to say that you can't overcome in this age means that Calvary didn't work. There was an age of evil just too strong for God.
Come on, think about that.
Wow.
Come on now.
And you shake your head like it's nonsense because it is.
Amen.
Don't look at Laodicea and be proud of how evil they are.
Yeah.
That is nothing compared to God's goodness.
Yeah, that's good.
That's nothing compared to God's power.
Amen.
Even hell, with how bad it is, and I'm talking about like extremities here. If hell was this bad, heaven is so good I can't measure it up here.
Yeah.
And hell's a pretty bad place, all right? It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad we can't imagine. But heaven, oh my, could you? You can't imagine what it would be like to live in a body you control your own thoughts.
Yeah.
Live in a body that never desires anything but the Word. Live in a body that does everything you want it to do all the time.
Amen.
And you ain't all alone either. You're with everybody else. And they got the same thing you do.
Yeah.
Nobody jealous. Nobody fighting. No having to backbite, make things right, and check this person, and be careful around this person. Don't you love when you just have straight fellowship with somebody? Don't you love that? Don't you love when you ain't got to play no games? You ain't got to make sure I don't say no catchphrases, because this brother, I know you don't believe this. And don't believe this. I don't want to offend you.
Come on.
When you have real fellowship, you just let the heart come out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As we talked about that, those two women at Solomon, the one, you knew she was genuine because she couldn't make it up. Her heart just bursted out and started saying what was in it. And the same in the other woman, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Just cold heart, dirty, nasty heart that was in there. And the longer this goes on, the longer we start hitting the end, you're not going to be able to hide what's in your heart.
Right.
It's time to quit being hypocrites. Amen. If you desire the things of evil, there is something wrong in your experience somewhere. Yeah. That doesn't mean it's time to throw everything God's done for you out in the trash can. It's just today is the day of salvation.
Right.
If you have one doubt of your experience, that doesn't mean throw everything God's ever done for you out of your life and say, oh, he didn't do nothing yet. No, just make sure right now that there ain't going to be no trouble at that Jordan.
Right.
Amen.
That if I would die walking out of here and have a heart attack, and you tell me that stuff happens, it happens all the time. Yeah. And you wonder why God can't take this age much longer. Because he knows every murder that happens.
Right.
He knows every time somebody gets raped. He knows every man that dies because he eats too much and he gets a heart attack. And so on. He knows every single time it happens.
Right.
And we hear a few of that and we can hardly stand it. We hear a few horror stories in the news or in the paper or something like that. And we just go, oh, I just hate this world. Imagine if you knew every single one of them.
Yeah.
What's holding God from just wanting to change this is somebody's not ready.
Yep.
He will not lose a one.
Amen.
One.
That's
one
right.
Soul. And if even, I'll just bring it right here to this little work here. If this whole work is for one soul, it's worth it.
Amen.
Well, I don't care what happens. I don't care if it's you and me. If we can find one, and how many desires just to see somebody really just get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
I think a few years back, and I don't mean to embarrass him, it's just because he's sitting there now, but I think about what Brother Alexander was back when we were still in the world. And I think of what in the world happened to us to make us like this. I told you about what people said about who knew me. They'd say the same about him too. Don't worry.
Lord help us.
They'd say, yeah, exactly. Hopefully you all don't meet none of them people. But I don't like to talk about the bad so much because all that does is start glorifying the devil. You ever had somebody give you a testimony that's 90% what the devil did and 10% what God did?
Yeah.
What kind of testimony is that? What you're trying to do is live up what you were as a sinner.
Praise the Lord.
You still got a little pride about it. Back in my day, man, nobody messed with me.
Come on now. Go ahead.
Ooh, man, this is tough preaching, man. I really got to invest in a bigger pulpit, I'll tell you what. But it's the truth nonetheless. We know that. And we've all been that way. Man, I'll tell you right now, I struggle with that with football, with these new punks that play nowadays, man. It drives me crazy. So back in my day, man, we didn't whine about any of this. We did twice what you guys are doing. I had a broken hand while I was playing. I didn't quit and whine about it and get it duct tape. I played. Not as humble as I ought to be, I would say all the time. I ain't trusted in my humility. I'm not trusted in my works. I'm not trusted in my ability to stay holy. I'm trusting His ability to make me holy.
Amen.
And He already did that. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Sure.
You're getting a free sermon tonight, man. I don't know why I studied tonight. That's all right. Let's go back to that scripture here. Verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. How many of you have a full assurance of faith right now?
Amen.
Don't let the devil ever take that from you. Calvary made the way and you are there.
Amen.
Those of you who received the Holy Ghost, which I believe I'm in a group of people that have. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Do you see how much easier it is to walk in there when there ain't no evil conscience anymore? My evil was taken care of, paid off, and thrown in the trash can of God's forgetfulness.
Amen.
When he looks at me, he sees himself.
Amen.
Amen.
And what else? Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. That's the only way you're going to get in there now. You can't imagine this. It must be a faith. And faith is not makeup. Faith is real.
Amen.
And when you really have faith, you know that something has happened and something is in you.
True.
And it draws you to the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You can't stay out of it. Even if you backslide, even if you do this wrong, there's something driving you back to the presence of God.
Amen.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For He is faithful that promised.
Yes.
Love it. It didn't say I was faithful. He's faithful that promised. And He that started this work will keep it all the way to the end.
Amen.
And let us consider one another unto love and to good works. not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Let's get to church now. Is that all right?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'm not going to repeat myself, but I know you all are saying what I said the other week. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some sense, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. How many see this thing is about to wrap up soon? It's not time to forsake, because if you can't love one another, how in the world do you love God?
Amen. Go ahead.
Just proves you ain't got what you say you do. If you love God, you will love one another.
That's right.
Even if a man's in the wrong, and look, that's why it says exhort one another daily. If you know he's wrong, look, that you need to get in the Holy Ghost in such a love that that man will not, you understand, take what you say and twist it around, the devil run him out of the church.
Right.
We've seen that too many times. Too many Christians don't know how to mature enough to let the Spirit speak through them.
Yeah, there you
they
go.
Take the word as a carnal commandment, as we know that Paul has been destroying over and over and over again. Do not serve God through a carnal commandment. Serve Him through the new and living way.
Amen.
Serve Him by the Spirit of God that indwells you, and He tells you what to say. As a pastor, the same way, there's many times I see things that I might, in my own intellect, perceive as right or wrong. But it's not my time to go through as a man and use my mind that'll make havoc out of the church. And it's happened too many times in the message.
Amen.
It doesn't need to happen again. The Holy Ghost knows what to say, when to say it, and how to say it.
Amen. That's the difference.
Exactly right.
There ain't no 50 manual rule book about how we witness. There ain't no rule book about how we date and how we do this in court and all these things. Get the Holy Ghost. Get the Holy Ghost. He tells you. He leads you. He guides you into all truth.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Why are we going to the Holies of Holies? Let me pass back here just a few chapters. It's still there in Hebrews. Let me find it real quick. Hebrews 4:16.
Yeah.
Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace.
Amen.
Oh my. Why are we walking in there boldly? Lord, I don't know why I made this mistake. Come boldly to the throne of grace. And you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You'll never make it through without amazing grace. How sweet the sound. You won't make it through if you don't stay in God's presence where He says, I forgive you. I forgive you. It's washed away. I know you made the mistake, but you've already repented. I saw it before the foundation of the world. Stay in my presence. Stay at the throne of grace. Don't you ever ask for the throne of judgment.
Amen.
God have mercy that a man will think he had enough boldness, enough goodness to walk into God's throne of judgment.
Right.
I walk straight to that throne of grace as fast as I can every day of my life.
Praise the Lord.
I believe we ought to do the same. I believe that's the Christian example. It looks like retreat, but it's victory.
Right.
It looks like quitting, but it's the only way to start.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. Right on.
Hallelujah. But what keeps people from seeing this? And I'm just going to go with the leading Lord. I hope that's all right. We read there, he said he's made a new living way, which was through the veil, and the veil was his flesh. And in the Old Testament, before you could get into the Holies of Holies, there was a veil there. And only one man, one consecrated, ordained, predestinated man was allowed to walk in there and to see God's holy presence. And he couldn't come by himself. Remember, the Bible said he needed blood of others to cover up for his sins and for the sins of the people before he could go in there. And if he wouldn't have done that, he'd have died in there.
Right.
That's right.
I believe they even had jingles on their, like little bells and things on their garment. In case they did die, they'd have to pull them back out because they stopped making noise. And too many churches are dead because they ain't making no noise no more. Because last I checked, when you're in the Holies of Holies, he was there to make noise. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God. Holy, holy, holy. And I ain't just talking about a church. I mean, my life is pronouncing holy, holy, holy is the Lord. But I'm out on the job. It creates an atmosphere.
Yeah.
Says, there is hope for this age. Come to Jesus. Holy, holy, holy.
Yeah.
These things of the world, I don't partake in that. Holy, holy, holy. Your life proclaims it.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And that veil, as that one man could go in there, he could partake in that Shekinah glory.
Mm-hmm.
And those Jews put a lot of faith in that.
Yeah.
And it was the word for a season. But as we've talked about, the law itself was not God's perfect intention. It was something man asked for. And God will give you what you ask. He twists his arm long enough. He said, fine, I know you don't need this, but you can have it.
Right.
Isn't that what Balaam did? Lord, I want to go. I want to go. I want to go. And finally he said, well, you don't need to go and you're going to reap for it, but go ahead. And if it wasn't for a donkey, he'd have died.
Yeah.
And even later, you trail it down, he ended up dying in war anyhow.
Yeah.
You reap what you sow. No man, no, God has not mocked him. What a man sows, he reaps.
Amen.
But God's desire was not that only one man could walk into that place. He wanted every one of his children to be in there.
Right.
And that is why, specifically, we've been emphasizing Mount Calvary, the blood made the way back. It is exactly the whole message, because once the blood was spilled, as we just read there, what happened? The veil rent in the temple from top to bottom. God didn't do that on accident. He didn't just approve. This ain't no coincidence. Nothing cuts from the top to the bottom. God did it.
Right.
And as the prophet said, they were so busy worried about that natural veil falling apart, they forgot to look past it for a second and see a man on the mountain.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
The mercy seat in its fulfillment, and God showed it plain to all of them.
Yeah.
And why did they miss it? Holding to a word of a day gone by.
There it is.
Holding to a tradition of man.
There it is, right there, brother. Go ahead.
And it's happened the same in this day, church.
Yes, sir.
What more could God have done with Brother Branham than what he did?
Right.
What more do people want? We get discouraged with the signs and things that God does in our lives, and people deny that. Could you imagine being him? And night after night, time after time,
yes,
it hits on every time.
Yes,
and you remember, he go to discern, and somebody out there think it's a coincidence. And I remember those few times he just sounded frustrated. How can, this is not a coincidence. He said, God have mercy on you. Because you deserve to die. Just like Sarah would deserve to die too, but there is an atonement for the whole world, and it's still in the world. Don't you shut the door of grace. It's still open until God closes it.
Amen.
Noah wasn't worrying about when the door was going to close. He didn't have a choice when it got closed. It was just, he didn't close it himself, did he?
That's right.
God closed the door.
That's right.
Then he knew. And it was only a short 7 days and it was over. I believe it'll be the same in this time. It'll happen so fast. This thing will just snowball right into the resurrection, right into the rapture. The saints of God will be gone and the world will spin on just like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, that's it.
How do you prepare for a moment in the twinkling of an eye?
Right.
Just get in Christ. He knows what that moment in that twinkling of an eye is.
Be ready.
Down to the millinanosecond. He knows when it's going to happen.
Yes.
And he's already done warned us. It's a time you don't think it's going to happen. So every time you think of a time it's going to happen, guess what? You're wrong.
Yep.
That's good.
And that's why all this was at May 21st, 2011 or something. He's coming, and then it was this date, and then it was this date, and yada, yada, so on and so forth. And every time I go, just read the Bible, people. And too many times when I talk to anybody about Christianity, I wish I could just get them to just read the Bible.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, your doctrine is based off some movie. Here's what actually happened in the Bible.
Yeah,
can you read this, please?
There you go.
What's the problem? Satan knows that. He knows that.
Yeah.
So he won't let them get to this. He's got so many medias out there to keep them distracted. It ain't our time to go compromise on the Word to make sure we can go do things the way the devil does it. I don't need to do anything the way the devil does. I don't need to trick people into salvation. I don't need to sing the right songs to get them all brought in. I don't got to play football before service to make sure everybody wants to be there. The Word works the same. It always has.
Amen.
If you are not willing to die, you're not willing to live. Because a man that will hold on to his life, he will die. But a man that will die, aren't you glad you met Calvary and died?
Amen.
A man that will die, he will live forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When God rent the temple, he rent that veil. Why? Because he wanted them to see who he was. God was not desirous that he would remain a mystery, but he held this mystery so that the devil couldn't thwart his plans.
Right.
Because remember, that's exactly what it was. They said if they would have known who that was, they never would have killed him. Well, God is so good at his, I don't want to say tricks, but the way he does things. Devil, I mean, he's a smart guy, but he just never can figure it out. He's only one step behind.
Amen.
And when they killed him, thinking that they had finally gotten the victory, they had just lost everything.
Amen.
Satan's power to make those saints fear, because remember, that's what he had. He could still make them fear death because he had the keys still. But once he decided to kill the Son of God, there was an old knock on the door, wasn't there?
Amen.
The Son of God didn't just sit in the grave now. He wasn't just dead. He wasn't sleeping somewhere. I don't know how people get this soul sleeping. What about Jesus then? When he died, was he still around? What happened? What's going on? Okay, anyways, we'll just leave that alone. He went down to hell. He had a purpose. He knew what he was going there for. Took the keys of death. He already had the keys of life, and he didn't give those to Peter. He needed some keys of death so the devil wouldn't have nothing now. And he took them. And the devil, truly, I wish people just believed that, he doesn't have 1 ounce of power.
That's right. Amen.
He has been completely stripped.
Come on now.
Completely, head to toe, stripped.
Amen.
But I tell you what, you want to find a smoother talker, a better bluffer, somebody knows how to pump up the muscles and make them look big when there ain't nothing to it? That's the devil.
Yeah.
As we've talked about, man, before people would get epilepsy, and they knew that was the devil. Now he makes it a medical term.
Amen.
So he can hide. And as we, so on and so forth. But I ain't here to expose the devil so much. I ain't too worried about him anyhow. Christ done took care of that. I want you to know who you are. Because once you know who you are, you realize, wait, he's already under my feet. I'm only walking all over his face. Why am I worried about some chump? Is this the man that deceived the nations? Who is this guy?
That's right.
I'm going to read one here, if that's all right. I'm going to try to close. Unveiling of God, 64. The anointing is a person.
Amen.
I could preach a whole sermon right there. But the anointing ain't a thing.
Amen.
The anointing ain't something where we all come together, and because we sang good enough,
right,
and we pumped it up real good, now we got the anointing.
Come on.
It's like an old engine, right? Old steam engine. You got to get out there in front and just keep it cranking just to get the thing going. I ain't talking about an engine. I'm talking about a person.
Amen.
Remember, the new and living way is Christ. That's
Amen.
Who he is.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. The anointing is a person.
Yeah.
The word Christ means an anointed one. I'm still reading now. See, the anointed one. Then Moses was Christ in his days.
Yes. Amen.
He was the anointed one.
Think about it.
Jeremiah was Christ in his days.
Amen.
Come on.
With a portion of the word for that day. But when Jesus came, he came as the Redeemer, anointed one.
Yeah.
And that was both Moses and all that was in Moses and all the word.
Yeah.
All the Godhead bodily was in him.
Yeah.
That's the reason the whole temple veil rent.
Right. Because
you got to remember, the whole time Jesus was speaking in the temple, he knew the real revelation.
Yeah.
Said, destroy this temple in 3 days, I'll raise it up.
Yeah.
Right.
They thought he talked about that old building that was a piece of junk anyhow.
That's right.
Even Solomon, in all his glory, he recognized it. He says, what is this? You're the God of the earth is your footstool, and I made you someplace. Christ didn't worry about that. He knew what he was coming for. He knew he was that temple.
Right.
That all of God was dwelling within. And the whole temple was rent. And I'm reading now again. And the mercy seat came in perfect view. He was the anointed one. Notice now, the veil in human flesh, the promised word of this age, must also be veiled. It's the same way, church. Notice, sin-loving church members and sinners cannot see it because of the human veil.
Yeah, that's it right there.
True.
That's the reason they couldn't see him. Why? He's a man. Where did he come from? What fellowship card does he have? What church does he belong to? He says that about 4 times, so I'm going to skip down here. Where did he get his education? Well, this man was born, according to our tradition, according to the legend here around about him, this man was born out of holy wedlock. Why? Sure, he's a devil.
My.
See, he's of the devil. He was born out of holy wedlock, and Joseph just married her to keep her from being stoned because she was an adulteress. And that man come around and tell us priests what to do? And there was God standing there, revealing that word, crying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The very songs they were singing in the temple that David had made for them years ago pertain to Christ. All my bones, they stare at me, they pierce my hands and my feet. And there, they were standing there singing that, and the very man dying on the cross. When he died, the God of heaven came down like he did on Mount Sinai with holy fire. And he burnt that temple veil from the top to the bottom, tore it apart. And what could they do? Look right there out the temple window on Calvary, and there was God in plain view.
Amen.
The sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
But they don't see it yet today. God in this last day has rent those traditions away and brought the word for this age right in plain view, and they still don't know it.
Amen.
They just don't know it. It's so simple.
That's it.
See, it's just so simple. It's so far away from the things of the world.
Amen.
Let me finish on this. As we know, He provided this way back into the Holies of Holies. He made the way, and He gave us the Holy Ghost to know that we are a part of this. And I could go through the whole token series, but I hope you believe that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the token into every redemptive blessing that God ever had.
Amen.
It is the down payment that you are possessor of all these things.
Amen.
There's not another thing to go get. There's not something way bigger and beyond that. That is it.
Amen.
And if you make it so simple you can't accept it, you're not really a Christian yet. It is so simple, yet so powerful.
Amen.
A son of God who knows what he is, the devil can't do nothing against that man. He might afflict him with this or that, but he can't defeat him.
Amen.
The token 63, I'm going to finish here. No devil, no sickness, no death, no sorrow, nor nothing else can bother you as long as you hold that token over it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Your unchanging faith pulsates that, and it forms a form of Jesus Christ, the image that you're walking in today.
Amen.
We just read, Jeremiah was Christ in his day. Moses was in his day. And now you, by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, are walking in the image of Christ for this day.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And not even 1965, 2013.
Amen.
Amen.
The same God that rose the dead, that healed the sick, that saw visions is alive right now.
Amen.
And I'm going to testify. He lives in my heart.
Amen. Yes, sir, right here.
Can you say the same?
Right here.
Yeah.
I believe, too, He lives in your heart.
Amen.
And we sang that song for years, didn't we? He lives, He lives,
yeah.
Christ Jesus. And we just had a good old time. Aren't you glad, Nye?
You see it. Amen.
He does live.
Amen.
The life that I now live is by the faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. That really is the truth.
Amen. Amen.
I don't walk in the flesh. I don't walk as a mortal.
Amen. Amen.
I'm an immortal.
Amen.
Amen.
I didn't start. I did not end.
Amen.
I was there always.
Yes.
Yes.
Manifested in the flesh to be tempted, to try, and to be proven that the blood of Jesus Christ really did conquer everything the devil ever did.
Amen.
All the way to 2013 and beyond.
Amen.
The devil's done been whipped.
Amen.
Let me finish that quote. And when I see the token, I'll pass over you. It's a sign. It's a sign that the price has been paid. Jesus paid the price, and you received it from Him.
Amen.
Takes all the pride right out of it then, doesn't it?
Yes,
people
sir.
Think that Christians are proud because they got confidence in what Jesus Christ did. Amen. Get over it. Amen. I believe.
Amen.
Therefore, I receive.
Yes.
How come you get healed and I don't? I just believe Him. I ain't trying to earn it. And I ain't trying to do some fancy prayer. I just do what He said.
Yes, sir.
Say whatever things I desire when I pray. Believe it, receive and you will have them.
Amen.
I just do that. I don't got another clause in the verse that says, you know, if I fast long enough, or if I pray long enough, or if I stop doing this thing, and I start doing this, and I give out enough to the poor, and all these things, then God heals me. Oh my, but that feels pretty good to get healed and go, yeah, I earned this healing. You think God's going to let that happen when He paid for every single one Himself?
Yeah. Good word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus paid the price, and you received it from Him. Holding the token in your hand, you have an assurance of resurrection. You have the assurance that everything you have need of in this journey is provided in that token of His suffering at Calvary, where He met the price of every curse that could be put on you. That token speaks peace.
Amen.
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 There is no devil can stand before it.
Amen.
There is nothing can stand before it because God has accepted it.
Amen.
And you hold the token in your hand that the price has been paid. It's a positive token.
Yes. Amen.
Let us stand tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's bow our heads together tonight. The Lord has never preached just this past time, or that we might hear and have our ears tickled. It is there to be manifested.
Yes, Lord.
As we said, it is time to stay in the holies of holies as born again, Holy Ghost filled Christians ought to. And if you have one inkling of doubt tonight, if there's one thing that Satan has pulled the wool over your eyes and you go, well, maybe I'm part of this, maybe I'm not, maybe I have this, maybe I don't, why don't you lift that need to the Lord right now? Remember, this is a one-on-one conference. You're in the holies of holies whether you want to be or not right now. His presence is here. And He's not here to talk to us as a group. He's here to talk to us one-on-one.
Yes.
And if you have a doubt, say, Lord, take that away from me. I love being in a group of people that really know that they are in personal conference with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about them praying out loud or all this. They'll just go ahead and do it because they know it doesn't matter who else is listening. I ain't talking to them anyhow. I'm talking to the Lord Jesus right now.
Amen.
As we stay reverent to His presence, do you have a need tonight? Is there anyone with need of healing? I believe if you'll just raise your hand. Look, you're defying the law that holds that sickness there. Saying, Satan, you're a liar. I've done been paid for. You take your hands off me in the name of Jesus Christ. You can go ahead and say that too. Don't be afraid. Devil ain't got no power. Once the word goes forth, he's defeated.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to use the word. God doesn't want the ministry to take the word and only use it on everybody. He wants every believer to use the word in their lives. Do you have a loved one on your heart? Do you know that He's paid for that? He's given you the token. That they can come back, they can be healed, they can be saved, they can receive the Holy Ghost. Has He given that to you?
Yes, thank you, Lord.
You accept it, you confess it, and say, devil, take your hands off of God's property. He paid for it, and I receive it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Stay in that realm. Look, keep rising in faith. You believe in it, and I know you are. Stay up there. Don't worry about nobody else. You stay there. Say, Jesus, I believe. Help my unbelief. Take it away. I believe this word. I'm not leaving the same. I'm not leaving with the doubt I walked in here with. I am walking out changed. I am walking out believing the word with all my heart, with a full assurance of faith that when I walk out of this place, I shall be healed. When I walk out of here, there'll be a testimony that the angel of the Lord visited with my children.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Satan's defeated, church. He doesn't have any powers. Don't give him any. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, let's just pray together. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank You again for Your presence being here, Lord, and for giving us this word to show us, Lord, that You've paid for it all and that You don't want us to not be benefactors, but You want to willingly give us healing. You want to give us salvation. You want us to have our loved ones. Father, and we're here to receive that with a full heart of faith, with full assurance in what You did for us at Calvary. Lord, let the Holy Spirit just comb through all of our hearts. And if there be one little shadow of unbelief, I pray, Lord, that the power of God would take that far from us. If there's one living in condemnation, Lord, I pray that they would accept the blood of Christ right now and all that condemnation could wash away. Oh, Father, thank You for loving us, Lord. Thank You for taking care of us. Satan, You are a liar. You have no power. Take your hands off of God's property in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave this group of people. May they walk out free tonight. Oh, we thank You, blessed Father, for these promises. We thank You, Lord, that You've let us be so simple we can just believe. Lord, that we're not looking for some certain evidence here or there, but Lord, You said it. We believe it and we receive it tonight. Lord, I pray again for each soul that's here that You just be with them. Lord, that You would just draw them closer to You. Lord, and as we see that day approaching, Lord, we exhort one another to have faith in the Word of God that this message will see us through. Lord, when Satan comes and brings all these scarecrows to try to destroy what we hold so dear, may there just be an anchor in our souls that knows that this is the truth. Come heaven or hell, this is still the truth anyways. Lord, if we have to walk all by ourselves, just like Daniel did down there in Babylon, Lord, let us have that anchor of faith in our hearts that we will not bow down to the image of this world. Hallelujah, Lord. Commit this congregation into Your hands. Lord, I don't know what else to do, for the Word is the power of God. And I believe that tonight, Lord. Let this Word live in each person that's here.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray and we believe, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. As we stay reverence to His presence, is there anybody that will have a need of prayer? And I ain't trying to embarrass you, but if you have one, you can go ahead and come forward right now because I'm going to have to play and things, and Dad's not here to do that. So if you have a need right now, I'd like you to come forward. Me and Brother Alexander will pray with you. That's fine. Don't be ashamed of that. That's fine. We are a body of Christ. We have faith for one another. We love one another. Let's pray. And you up out there, look, you keep praying. You keep believing for people that are coming forward. I believe God will do great things tonight.
We just commit our sister to you in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that she is coming to this time of life. But Lord, you are still the same God. I pray that you would help her. You would heal this body, Lord, of any infirmity that Satan might be trying to put on it. We rebuke you, devil, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have no power over our sister. We claim her healing now and believe it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Go believe me now. Don't doubt His word. Give Him praise and honor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give Him praise, church. Give Him praise.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
With all my heart, I believe it with all my heart. Heavenly Father, we just pray for our brother that you would give him great boldness in the faith. That Lord, as he goes into that mission field trying to get that last soul, may you just put the words in his lips. May he not take any thought, but Lord, may the Holy Ghost speak through his body. And may they be able to see past his human veil and see that you live in this brother. Give him, Lord, a revelation of the people around him that Jesus Christ lives in Brother King. And may they be able to rest. May they be able to pull from that life and receive the same eternal life.
He is the Son of God.
Help my brother. Lord, just keep him, Lord, in your hand. Use him by the power of the Holy Ghost. Because they unto you, we believe, Lord, you're going to do great things through. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we have our sister standing in the gap for this man. Lord God, we pray as I lay hands on her, Lord, may your hand of the power of God go to this man. Satan, you are a liar. You take your hands off. And in the name of Jesus Christ, you are defeated, devil. We thank you, Lord, for this healing and we give you the praise for it. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, believe it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go believe him. Don't doubt a thing. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else? While we're in this presence, this atmosphere of faith, all things are possible, church. Don't you doubt one thing. You keep praying, keep believing. Brother stands in the gap for this little baby, this new life you've given, Lord. And how many lives are destroyed every day by abortion and man. But Lord, this life came into this world. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would heal this child. Satan, you would take your infirmity off. You have no power over the word of God. May we pronounce this child healed for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, Lord. Go believe him, brother. Testify of his grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 If you have a need, look a little bit higher than right here. He's standing right here now. I'm telling you, he's in the building. He doesn't come just to push his... He comes to fulfill needs.
Yes, don't go to
my presence dwells within you when you have my Holy Ghost. My life is in the Holy Ghost, for the Holy Ghost is me, myself. I have lived through the ages, and I have not changed. From the beginning to the end, I am still the I am that I am.
Yes, Lord God.
Yes, I am more than Jehovah of the Old Testament. I am Jesus of the New. You have only to believe to receive.
Thank you, Lord.
The truth has been spoken tonight. Someone is not receiving it. Please receive my mercy. My mercy will bring you into life. Please, I am pleading with you. Take my life that you may live. I did not mean for you to live the life that you are now living. There is a better, new, and living way.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Being a group of people that believe that's the voice of God, you respond to the word now. You might not have another chance. I joy in Jesus Christ's name. Receive the word, or it might be your last opportunity.
I have a ruptured disc on schedule for MRI Friday and surgery come later. Same guy that operated on my brain.
Amen.
But I'm in a lot of pain.
Amen.
But same already defeated under that.
Amen.
And
amen.
I'm living on His word.
Amen.
The word of God is it.
Yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just pronounce this body healed for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. May this ruptured disc, Lord, may it just be corrected, Lord, by the power of God. The power that made this body, may it now come and fix this body, Lord, that our brother might be free of pain, that you would be able to receive all the honor and praise from it. We thank you for this healing now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and we believe, and we receive it. Amen, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless you, brother. You had a ruptured disc. Not no more. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't be afraid to worship Him now. That you're reverencing when you worship God. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Just can't tell Him you love Him enough, can you? Oh, thank you, blessed God. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. You're so good to us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the down payment for the world to come, church. Take this times about a million. That's what we're going to live in every day. Oh, thank you. Aren't you just happy to be in His presence?
Yes.
All things are possible. Thank you, Jesus. He is right here, right now. I don't say that just hoping. We know that.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. We believe this brother has received the Holy Ghost. I pray that his mind would just be completely clear of all doubt and confusion. Satan, you would take your little black cloud of doubt and leave this brother in the name of Jesus Christ. May the mind of Christ just come alive like never before, Lord. And may he just know that he knows that he knows who he is. Lord, and as you reveal your word to him from glory to glory and from faith to faith, may he be able to receive it and Satan be defeated every step of the way. We commit it to you, Lord. We believe your word. You are already answered. Jesus Christ's name, we pray and believe it. Amen. Go, brother, believing. Go give him praise. Hallelujah, Lord. Can we just worship the Lord and give him a hand clap of praise and honoration? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Worship him now. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Brother Andrew.
Yes, ma'am.
The girls have a testimony, but I don't know if they know how to explain it.
That's all right.
Last Saturday, we went to the nursing home.
Yes.
And my mom and dad's been wanting to see the kids.
Yes.
And as soon as we come around the corner, they noticed the grandkids. They were really happy.
My.
Yeah, they started giving them candy and stuff because they were passing up. And it wasn't dressed up or nothing. And then we sat there about 10 minutes in the hallway, and then we went in the room, and the girls just started singing to Grandma and Grandpa. And that's what they were singing, a higher, higher. And my mom, having Alzheimer's, she was trying to do the same thing as the girls were doing.
Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him honor. Thank the Lord.
This lady that was there visiting, something happened to her. She fell on the floor. She couldn't move or nothing. Well, the girls wanted to stop right there, and they grabbed Melissa and they wanted to pray for her.
Amen.
And then all the nurses and stuff were just looking at the girls praying.
Amen.
Melissa. And I said,
amen.
You could just see. You could feel the spirit.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Absolutely. Oh, hallelujah. How many's grateful for the faith of a little child?
Yes.
Oh, praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
I think we all could just testify all night, couldn't we? Hallelujah. And I'm okay with that once in a while. Anybody in any hurry to leave the presence of God? I know I'm not. I'm trying to think even where to go now. Just keep giving Him praise. Oh, it's just lovely. Can't you just wait till this is just where we live? We don't have to go back to the world. We don't got to go back to work anymore. This is just where we live. Yes, Lord. Now look, take it with you. Take it with you tonight. Go to the job and take this with you. Just stay in that presence. I believe it. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to sing a song. Can we just sing Shut In With God? Is that all right? Play this. I'm gonna go ahead and let Brother Alex, after we sing this a few times, I'm gonna let him take over. I think everything's, every stone turned over, every rock all taken care of, and the Lord giving praise tonight. I'll just give him one more hand clap praise for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let's sing this together. Shut in with God.
To certainly was good to be in the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to do something maybe a little unorthodox here.